I'll have what she's having.
Welcome to another edition of
Chitone Confidence Podcast.
Hey, this is kind of a behind-the-scenes bonus material because Prima just told me that she has an extra good story, so I got to hear it.
Tony, I want to give you a story that made me get out of my imposter syndrome, get out of who am I to do this into, yes, you have me now. I am going to rock and share my story. Don't care how imperfect it is. Just before my mom got the problem she got, I was searching online and going, can I be a personal brand? Can I change lives? Does anyone care about my story? And so I was in that place where I was learning. I think I was learning from Pete Vargas. And I was like, oh my God, who will listen and who will listen and who will listen? And no one wants to know. And my story doesn't matter. And I come from Africa and people are dying of starvation here. So why would anyone care? Because everyone has it, good or whatever. And I was listening, and Tony Robbins said, yes, you can. You gotta go for what you want. And I was like, yeah, but not really. I don't feel like I can. And then I would listen to Oprah, and Oprah would say, absolutely. And I'd be like, not really. You don't really know where I come from. And all these experts literally were telling me I can do it. And I was like, yeah, but. And then I met this one guy. His name is Nick, and his business is Life Without Limbs. And this guy has no arms. He has no legs. He was on a stage. Thousands and thousands of people. He has an amazing wife, amazing kids. And the guy was like having this energy where I was like, wait, what? This guy has no evidence of anything that he can do that is so amazing. The guy was jumping, making fun of himself, saying, I have no arms, I have no legs. I can get that to be my identity, or I can go out and build whatever identity I want. And so the guy said, if you're thinking no one wants to hear your story, I'm here to tell you that there is someone for who their transformation depends on you. And I kid you not, Tony, this man gave me the confidence to understand that somebody out there relies on me to change their life and step into the thing they're supposed to do. So my message really is go and be a Nick in someone's life today. And it begins with you trusting that your story matters, that you have something to share.
Such a great message, because so many people just don't think that they have anything to give. They don't have any value to give. And it's interesting because I've been doing this for a really long time, and everybody that I have interviewed has an amazing story, whatever part of their life happens to be. Even my clients, even back when I was doing therapy, people just have stuff that they don't, maybe it's not that they don't value it, but they don't take it into consideration in terms of the impact, not just on themselves, but the impact that it has in terms of somebody else going, hold up, that's like me, or man, I can really relate to that. But there's a million coaches out there, right? Mm-hmm. Initially, you say, what distinguishes me from somebody else, and how can I create value when these other people are doing so well, and there's these, you know, the Mel Robbins of the world out there throwing out platitudes and all that stuff, and you're thinking, there's no way I'm going to be able to do that. But it's like an FM radio. There's thousands of stations, and I pick the one that resonates with me. I pick the one that plays the songs that I like. And I think that had a lot to do with somebody stepping up and saying, no, hold up a second. I do have a level of value in terms of what my story is, and how I can share that and impact. Because a lot of times, if you don't share it, there's somebody out there, just like you said, that needs to hear it, that it would benefit them. So I just love that. That's a great little bonus clip.
I want to give you like a bonus, and this is for women who don't feel
extra bonus.
Yeah, they don't feel beautiful enough. They don't feel like the women who are single, divorced, all of that. I want to give you a short story of how I met my husband. My husband is from the UK, and I've never been to the UK. I just felt like there's women out there who hold themselves back. I think I had watched a video of somebody who had all these filters. And I was like, people don't get it. Some people want your real authenticity. And so I went on and started sharing my story of how I was broke as a joke at some point, and I couldn't afford toilet paper. And I was explaining how I went to the supermarket, and for 30 minutes, I was looking for the cheapest toilet paper. And I kid you not, I wrote everything that was going wrong and how I was really struggling. And my husband sees that. and goes, is there a woman in this world who can have such courage to show up and say that? This is my wife. I kid you not, my husband followed me up. In a month, he had moved from England to Africa. He stayed here for a year, and last year we got married. We've been married for a year. And so for me, the message I want to leave with your listeners is you're enough. You don't need filters. You don't need a better rush. You don't need a better, you don't need nothing better. Show up as you are, because there is someone in this world who is missing that connection that you can give them, and you never know who it is. Maybe it's your husband, or it's your next client, or it's whoever it is, but you're enough as you are. You don't need filters. You don't need nothing. Just believe that you have what it takes for whoever wants that.
And that's amen.
That's how I
would. And again, authentic imposter syndrome. Don't feel like you have to be. And that isn't that the problem with social media, is the fact that it raises the bar to where you have these expectations in regards to you have to look that way, and you have to sound that way, and you have to say that you did these things, instead of just, again, being authentic in your message and then connect with the people that are supposed to connect with you. Instead of, and I'm guilty of this back in the day in terms of throwing a bunch of stuff out there and overdoing things. You don't connect with the right people. You don't get the right people following you. It's then there's a disconnect, and you're really not doing service to the group that you should be doing service to.
I feel like people need to be okay with who they are in their skin, so that somebody in the world can show up and whatever they're supposed to do can get done. But until then, we have a problem, because really, we just have a problem because it's all disconnected.
Thanks, Britt. I appreciate it very much.